Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The name Jim Bowie often evokes images of a large hunting knife or a desperate battle for Texas freedom at the Alamo. But he actually spent most of his life in Louisiana. Jim Bowie's adult behavior revealed an ambitious opportunist who did not permit matters of honesty and moral conduct to stand in the way of personal gain. He bought contraband slaves from the French pirate Jean Lafitte and smuggled them into Louisiana for resale. Bowie's most ambitious ploys stemmed from the chaotic state of land titles following the Louisiana Purchase. He personally forged Spanish land grants of prime properties and then boldly manufactured deeds of sale of the grants to himself. The scale of the ruse was astounding as he claimed almost 80,000 acres in Louisiana. Bowie's titles were immediately suspect, but his conniving and political influences kept the matter alive throughout the 1820s. He was even able to sell some of the counterfeit claims and reap a profit before the eventual collapse of his scheme. Bowie's unscrupulous business practices gained him many enemies in a culture where a slight often ended in a deadly duel. One disagreement involving Rapide Parish Sheriff Norris Wright resulted in Wright shooting Bowie point blank with a pistol. Poorly armed at the time, Bowie survived the deflected shot but vowed to never again be without a large knife in his belt. Accordingly, the legend of the Bowie knife was born and the stage was set for a gruesome encounter. On September 19, 1827, on a Mississippi River sandbar near Natchez, Bowie was present at a duel between Dr. Thomas Maddox and Samuel Wells III. No one was injured when the principals exchanged shots. The affair seemed over until antagonism between members of the principals' entourages flared into a melee. Alexandra Crane shot General Samuel Cooney. Wright shot Bowie through the lower chest. George McWhorter shot Wright in the side. Bowie drew his famous knife and attempted to chase Wright until he was shot in the thigh. Wright and Alfred Blanchard stabbed Bowie with sword canes. In a desperate lunge, Bowie grasped Wright by the collar and thrust his long knife into his enemy's chest, killing him instantly. The brawl made national news and enhanced Bowie's notoriety. His recovery took months. By the end of the 1820s, Bowie's land schemes were crumbling on all fronts, and there was an increasing chance that he would be held legally accountable. In early 1831, he sold most of his assets and moved to the tumultuous territory of Texas. Once again, he became involved in land schemes and shifting politics. In that vein, his life ended on March 6, 1836, defending the Alamo in the name of freedom for a new Republic of Texas. In spite of his past life, most of which was spent along Louisiana bayous, Bowie's final hours ensured his legacy as a hero.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.